here.
Am I in the what?
Whatever you want to call it. Organized crime.
Total crap. Who told you that?
Dad, I've lived in the house all my life. I've seen police come with wine. They see me going out at 3 in the morning.
So you never seen Doc Cusimano go out at 3 in the morning on a call?
Did the Cusimano kids ever find $50,000 in Fugerlands and a 45 automatic while they were hunting for Easter eggs?
I'm in the waste management business. Everybody immediately assumes you're mobbed up. It's a stereotype, and it's offensive. And you're the last person I would want to perpetuate.
Fine.
There is no mafia.
You know what? I got up this morning and I'm driving to work and I'm listening to the radio and the announcer says,
from what I've seen of the records, the only thing they do contribute is mayhem and chaos.
No, I'm chaos and he's mayhem. We're a double act.
Call me Brett.
Don and Mike,
there'll be no Molly Connellan.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, so and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be?
Don and Mike?
There'll be no Molly Connellan.
Oh, my goodness. Got a million things going on at once. Hold on a second.
Phil.
Phil's fault.
Phil.
Phil, nice
Phil.
Going.
Hey, Hochberg.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Seawax. Take it away, Rob.
There you go. Hello, Robbie. How do you feel about somebody? He's always been flat square honest with me. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Bay and Bay and all the ships at sea. Hey, hey.
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 They rock gold. Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for listening. Coast to coast, nationwide national show via Vest Wood. Von Darling, Don Geronimo, Michael Mara, Don and Mike show coming to you from crappy radio station WJFK FM in Washington, D.C.
What a special day.
We are beamed out over the satellite to 55 affiliate stations, double nickel called double check. We still got 55.
We do.
And we have over 5 million Arbitron rated listeners. We thank you. We humbly thank you for your patronage.
That's right.
Let me take a quick check of the management chain. Big Al, your radio pal. Jeremy, the gerbil. Big Daddy Mel, Donald Monkey Boy Ephraim, and today making a cameo appearance, the Invisible Man, covered with bandages from head to toe.
Yes.
Kenneth Stevens, the late Kenneth Stevens.
Wow. Littering down the hallways just like he used to. He's back for a little visit, and boy, are people still scurrying.
Yeah. We had a brief meeting with our former general manager just before the show today.
Good.
And
just as magical as it used to be when he was when he was the acting general manager.
And, you know, this guy, Ken Stevens, who was our boss for... How long have we worked here? 9 years? 8 years? 9 years? About, something like that.
I think 32 years.
For whatever the sentence is that we've been imprisoned here at this radio station, Ken has been our general manager. And over those, I've been told now 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
Over those 9 years, I would imagine that he's listened maybe to 5 minutes of this show.
Yes, he has. Yeah.
Never,
in totality.
Never has he heard one thing that we've actually done on this show. And frankly, we like it that way.
Absolutely.
However, as soon as he left to go to work at another radio station... He got a job in New York.
Right.
Started listening.
He liked what you had to say about the transition of power here.
Yeah, first thing he said, he came in the office and he said, hey, really enjoyed your conversation with Alan Limond. And when you called him Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah.
He liked that. And now Ken wants to be referred to as the tuna, because Ken would like everyone to think that he is in the Bill Parcells role.
He likes to think he's no longer the coach. He's the director of football operations. That's what he'd likes to be perceived as. And so he truly enjoyed the Bill Parcells reference. I think Ken showed a little bit of himself when he was so gleeful about that.
Yeah, he was. He was very happy. But frankly, the relationship has changed, Mike.
Yes, it has. Mm. Not the same. It's, you know what? It's a little more relaxed. Did you find that to be the case?
Oh, no. Absolutely. Very tense.
I did, because I didn't care as much as I used to.
And until such time as Ken proves to us, and you know what he can do to prove to
that
us.
That is true. When he proves it, that's when the relationship will get right back on track.
But until then,
right.
You know, there's a general manager here every day who we're working with named Big Al.
And I can tell that the promotion has gotten to him. I can tell that the pressure... has gotten to him. He's a nervous man. He's it's written all over. It always was written on his face. It's just written more.
Well, first off, either he got some new clothes, or he's lost a tremendous amount of weight due to the stress of his new position. Because
he didn't have a nice suit. He had a really like one of his nicest suits on.
But did you notice how baggy his shirt was hanging around his collar? And
oh, sure.
He has tie at a jaunty angle.
He hasn't eaten since he got the job.
He's had sick poops every day.
Absolutely chronic diarrhea. It's very. difficult for him.
Well, frankly, you know, we worked with the guy for 9 years, and we're used to him not being around, so...
We're also used to his style, too. And his style is, you know, we wait and see what happens, and then it's always... With Ken, gratitude after the fact is really... The worst thing you can ever do with Ken is show gratitude prior to anything happening. You have to have it...
No.
You have to have the gift in your lap and opened before you show gratitude.
Right. Ken Stevens, former friend of the show. Bless you, Rob.
Okay.
Ken, Steve, what are you doing back there? You coughing up a lung?
Just a little bit.
Just a little lung butter.
Yeah, Rob, my goodness. You don't have that death grip, do you?
No.
Because you want to be your healthiest this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you don't catch anything, Robbie.
That's right.
Today is Friday, January 14. Our telephone number is still 1-877-365-3636. Here he is to my left and to your right. Radio's Guy Burnley. Hello, Guy.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Dressed like the Desert Fox today.
Yes, I'm ready for battle.
Ready to take care of your desert battle.
Peter Irwin Rommel Burbank. Burbank, you magnificent bastard.
I read your book.
Yeah, and you know, Ken, all he would really have to do is go up to that station and flip a switch.
Yeah, and I think he is probably more aware of that than anyone else. And, you know, I think that it's a wait-and-see situation.
I know, I just ain't waiting.
I know you do.
It seems to me it would be a very simple decision to make. He's in charge of a radio station that is floundering in New York City.
I understand.
How tough would it be to... To punch in the patch cords, flip the button, and put our show on.
I totally agree with you.
And I know he said not to talk about it, but frankly, he's not the general manager anymore.
I know, he's not. Right.
He's not. He's a consultant now.
He's not.
Take the marching orders from Mr. Alan Limewine.
Alan Limewine, who I observed in a meeting with Ken. They were powwowing. And,
oh, were they really?
Yes, and people out in the hall. You can always tell when people are standing out in the hallway waiting, you know that the power brokers are meeting.
I received a missive from Mike the Hanukkah guy.
Yes.
Who sent us, speaking of the new general manager here, Alan Limewine, sent us a bunch of Jewish expressions.
Ah, good.
That we can use in everyday conversation.
Excellent.
With Big Al, our radio pal.
Oh, that's a good idea.
On today's show, before we get to the bonding with the new general manager, today, huge show, the big hairy ass show.
Oh, boy, I almost forgot.
At some point, this studio will be full of men and women, all of them with big, gigantic, Chewbacca-like hairy asses.
Now, for the men, we will not have to do any judging, will we?
No, although we will be able to see... The actual judging will be done by homosexual Joseph.
Very good. They will face homosexual Joe when it's time.
Well, I think we're going to put him over there in the corner.
Oh,
and let Joe just sit in a chair examine the buttocks very closely.
Yeah, so Joe will sit over in that corner and they'll present over there.
Yes, and you and I will both be over here with our cans of Lysol, which you've just been handed. And then when the girls come in with their hairy butts, that's when you and I will get out our Inspector Gadget magnifying glasses.
That's when they will stand up on the riser and present.
And today, both a man and a woman will each receive a fantastic laser hair removal cosmetic surgery appointment from Physicians Cosmetic Laser Institute.
What technology? Isn't that amazing? They have the hair removed from your ass.
So big hairy ass show today. Plus today, Nancy's going to be on the show. Jim Nance from the NFL Today on CBS.
Jim Nance, our friend, after he gave us a little plug at Thanksgiving.
Rupert Marski's going to be on the show today. Charlie Stossel will be on the show today. We have added drama because we can ask Charlie why his brother hates us so badly.
That's good. Maybe we should talk to him about that because I don't think there are any big movies playing.
And if we have time, we have a brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you today. Depends how the whole butt thing shakes down.
Shakes out.
Oh, and about Rudy.
Yes.
Listen to this. When we go to the Super Bowl, 2 weeks from today is the day that we have our annual Super Bowl broadcast. And this year, the game is in Atlanta. We got a wacky twist this year.
Oh, but a good one.
Normally, we go down, we take our microphones, we take our little satellite, we sit in a hotel lobby, we get in a cab, we drive from hotel to hotel, and pretty much... We luck out that the people that we want to interview are available at the times that we want to interview
them. Absolutely. It's usually, because it's a pretty darned awkward time when the show's on. It's usually when, that's prime time when people are getting ready to, do what they're going to do for the evening.
And not to mention the fact that since we started going to the Super Bowl, we started 9 years ago going to the Super Bowl to
really?
Do a broadcast.
Wow, 9 years have been going down there.
The first year we went, I think there were 5 radio stations that were there. This year, there will be almost 200 radio stations broadcasting from the Super Bowl. So,
times
that times the disc jockey factor, you got like 1,000 disc jockeys.
Right.
All of us are going after the same 5 or 6 interviews.
That's right.
So listen to what we're going to do this year.
Oh, this is great.
We're flying down the night before, and we're going to tape a show that we're going to play for you on Friday.
Right.
We're going to tape a show on Thursday night. We're going to tape a show from Rudy Martsky's house.
This is his private residence, and this is where everybody that's anybody in the world of the NFL right. and TV sports is going to be at Rudy's domicile.
Right. We're going to be eating and drinking and recording with Boomer Esiason, Al Michaels, Leslie Visser, Matt Millen, Pat Summerall will
right.
be there. And listen to this. John Madden is driving his Madden Cruiser.
And so, you know, that's the ultimate goal is to get onto the Madden
yeah,
Cruiser.
Sure.
You know, maybe hope against hope that we'll get the VIP tour from Mr. Madden himself.
And who knows, maybe even get to fire that baby up and drive it around a little bit.
So cool. Let me tell you something. You know, the thing about this is, and what's going to make this great, is that, as you mentioned before, with 200 radio stations down there, everybody is fighting for the same piece of meat. At Rudy's house, all we have to do is, if any other radio guys show up, we just say to Rudy, hey, Rudy, check them out.
There's no other radio guys there. This is Rudy.
I think we're going to be the only guys who are going to be there with microphones, right?
Rudy's exclusive party, and I had a conversation with him today when he brought it up. I said,
right.
Are your guests at this party going to be pissed that Mike and I are there with microphones? And he said, no, you're my guest.
Yep.
That way we don't have to do the show Friday.
Absolutely.
It means less work for Rudy. It means that on Friday, Rudy doesn't have to get all these guys to come to the broadcast site.
Right.
He'll just bring us to where he's got all of them collected.
And can we get those little things you put on the microphone with maybe something with credibility on it, you know? It doesn't have to be CBS. But maybe Westwood One.
Now,
or
why don't we just get the CBSI?
The CBSI would carry a bigger stick because then they would realize, you know, I just think if we have
the eyes.
If we just have microphones, people will think like we're Rudy's cousins or something like that. And of course, that could be good, too.
No, we got to get a logo. You're absolutely right about that.
Right.
So that's great news about the Super Bowl, that not only will we be able to have a wider variety of sports personalities,
mm-hmm.
we'll also be doing the show from Rudy's house while there is booze being served.
And that, in and of itself, you know, I mean, Rudy Martsky and the Mouse and their
house. Yeah,
right.
You know, we could spend 4 hours simply interviewing Rudy and Mouse.
Of course we could.
So that's a great Super Bowl development. Okay, here's the letter we got from Mike the Hanukkah Guy.
Good.
Dear Don and Mike, hello, it's me, Mike the Hanukkah Guy. Normally you hear from me once a year on Hanukkah. But as I was listening to your show last week, just before the start of the Jewish Sabbath, I heard your interrogation of your new vice president and general manager. With a name like Alan Leinwand, he must be a Jew.
Well, you are, in fact,
correct.
Yes, I believe he celebrates the holidays.
Uh-huh. Okay, Stevens, your previous vice president and general manager was not Jewish, at least that's what he said. But Alan is, and that's why I'm sending you this letter. When dealing with a Jewish general manager, there are a number of Hebrew and Yiddish expressions that you may find useful speaking with him.
This is fantastic. Has he got it phonetic?
Yeah. I am almost certain Alan is aware of these and would love to be reminded of them. It would help in terms of him bonding with a bunch of Shabbos goys like yourself.
Shabbos goys, that's the way we've had that explained to us before.
Right. That's a non-Jewish person who helps a Jew do a task or do a job.
On the Sabbath.
Right.
Right.
So here we go. I'll give you one right now that is pretty pedestrian,
okay?
Was willst du?
Was willst du?
How are you?
Well, that's not an expression as much as just, it's Hebrew, right?
It's a translated expression,
mm-hmm.
right? All right, here's a better one. Dein Kinker soll wachsen, azoi wie dir.
Dein Kinker?
Dein Kinder.
Dein Kinder.
Soll wachsen.
Soll wachsen. That sounds like something you'd take for, you know, impotence.
Azoi wie dir.
What's that?
Your children should grow up just like you.
Okay, that sounds like that's a nice thing. Very nice. A blessing.
Dein Kopf soll wachsen. Azoi wie az fizzle in der Dien.
My cup runneth over.
That means your head should grow like an onion in the ground.
Ah, wonderful. What a nice compliment that is.
And here's the best one that he sent. Gay cocken af du yam.
And what would that mean?
Go S-H-I on the ocean. Gay cocken af du yam.
Wow.
Yam, excuse me, Y-A-M.
Well, put that in your file so that, you know, anytime Alan comes in, we can maybe offer those.
Yo, Alan. Was willst du? Gay cocken. Du yam.
What's new with you? Go S on the ocean?
Yeah, how are you?
Wow.
Go S on the ocean.
But he's always helpful. We appreciate Mike sending us those things.
Then he writes, I hope you find these phrases useful and are able to make Alan feel more comfortable in his new position.
Excellent.
Sincerely, Mike, the Hanukkah guy.
That's wonderful. You know, I know there are other ones that are the little ones where you call somebody a something or a something, and those are the ones I'd like to hear. You know what I mean? Where you have the Hebrew expressions, like a Shabbos goy.
Right.
You know, those punchy ones. That's what's better, I think.
I like the explanation of Shlemiel Shlemazel, which they say at the beginning of the Laverne and Shirley
scene. Hospital of Bethel Incorporated.
A Shlemiel, as it was explained to me, is a guy who, you know, has so little going on in his life that he would jump out of a window. A Shlemazel is the guy he would land on.
Thank you, Buzz. That's what I heard.
Everybody get their free ice cream today?
Yeah.
There's free ice cream from the Washington Capitals out there.
Mike, how do you define winning sports organization?
Free ice cream.
I'll tell you how you define winning sports organization.
Free ice cream.
You send the mascot to the radio station and give away free ice cream.
Slapshot was here.
Yeah,
Slapshot the Eagle, the mascot for the Washington Capitals.
That's that. How the mighty have fallen.
Yes.
When I came in today, I was having a meeting with the boys, with Charlie and with Robbie Spiewak.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, from around the corner came that
Slapshot came in.
Whatever that chicken is or what.
Slapshot, the Capitals mascot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the guy comes around the corner,
right.
and he refused to speak.
Right.
I said, how you doing in there?
Mascots, good mascots don't speak, right?
He just nodded his head. I said, come on, speak. He wouldn't say anything. He just tried to thrust some ice cream at me.
Did he shake your hand, though?
He tried.
Did he bite your head?
He did not.
Did he bite your head?
No, just shook my hand. But that's one of those big bird, mascot moves, is to bite your head.
Right.
You open the beak and you put it on top of some lady's head. Usually a lady.
You know, far be it from me, because I know nothing about sports management.
But maybe, having seen the Capitals' recent record,
mm-hmm.
maybe a little more time working on getting the puck in the net and a little less time on sending the mascot out to give away free ice cream sundaes at radio stations.
Well, I think is going to be at the benefit game I'm doing tomorrow, so I'll pass that.
You had mentioned that.
Pass that along that you said that.
That is lame. I'm sorry. That's really lame.
You mean bringing ice cream sundaes by?
Yeah, having the mascot come by with ice cream sundaes.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Trying to make it. Well, Tim McWilliams was enjoying his out in the lobby.
Well, Johnny Boyan about ate himself to that. He was going nonstop on them. You know, I mean no harm. No harm, no foul. Oh, Stacey, F you.
What did she do?
She came by and gave me the finger. It must be her account.
Yeah. I believe so, yes. The Capitals.
The Washington Capitals.
Right.
Well, more power to them.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sorry. I think it's Bush.
Mm-hmm.
It's small time. Just my opinion. One man's opinion.
I can't be objective because I'm full of ice cream.
I think it's wonderful. Oh, well, you're going to be with those guys tomorrow night, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, the alumni. I mean, it's, you know, they're going to be the alumni.
The guys from the old Caps. The old Caps would not have come by with a mascot giving away free snacks.
No.
You would not have seen the old mascot coming by with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Right. The only thing that would have taken it to another level would be if they brought the players by with the ice cream sundaes. Then you would know that would be true.
That's when you should give up all hope.
That's when it would be very dangerous. I think some of the...
How you doing? I'm only the goalie. Would you like nuts on that Sunday?
I think some of the current players, that's why I'm nervous when you talk like this, because, you know, some of the players are going to be there. I think some of the current players are going to be there and,
Well, Mike, I'm sure the players are embarrassed by that. It's got nothing to do with the players on the ice.
Yeah, that's all I needed. That's all I needed.
Jesus Christ. You dress a guy up in a ridiculous-looking Walt Disney World outfit wearing a Capitals jersey, you bring it to the moon with 500 ice cream sundaes. What is that supposed to do?
I should mention that.
How is that going to turn the team's fortune around?
The disparaging comments you're making about Slapshot, the Capitals mascot. Slapshot will also be at the... is it the Gardens Ice House in Laurel?
Yes, it is, Mike. Where you will be tomorrow night, the Gardens Ice House in Laurel, Maryland.
For the benefit hockey game for the Children's Internet Association. Starts at 6:30 and they'll have TV for you to watch the Redskins.
I'll give you a free plug on that right now. If anybody has ever wondered what it might be like to watch a 40-year-old man suffer a heart attack while skating.
A 40-year-old man who hopped on the scale today for the first time since after the holidays and realized that that wonderful work he was doing came to an abrupt halt during the holidays. So even the condition that I was in at the last hockey game, I am in far worse condition.
Oh, no.
I got on the scale today and I almost cried. I almost burst into tears. I was so bummed out as to how much I gained 7 pounds over the holidays.
Aye, aye, aye.
And that is just too damn much. So I'm not sure
The only good news I was told is that they're going to have lots of players there. So I'm not going to have as much ice time as the last time. That is just fine with me.
But everybody should come out tomorrow night to watch Mike play hockey. It's always funny to watch either of us attempt to play sports.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm going to be on the same team as guys that played professionally, and it is not pretty.
The guys who played on the Caps when they didn't give away free ice cream, like Dale Hunter and Rod Langway.
I'm very excited. I've never, I think I met Dale Hunter once, but I'm pretty jacked. And Rod Langway, you know, one of the greatest ever played the game.
If you would like tickets, please call in area code 301-421-5662. And I'm sure the people will go, and we will have plenty of reports on your event.
Yeah,
on our next episode.
And, you know, the biggest, everybody knows the biggest event in town, even in, you know, when they're on the road, the Redskins came down in Tampa, and they have informed me that they have televisions at the ice rink, and you can come down and watch the game and then enjoy the hockey game. And everybody gets to skate after the game, too.
Wow.
So you get to go on the ice, meet the players, and, you know, either rent skates or bring your skates and skate after the game.
Deal.
It's a whole, like, nightly thing. It's a whole big, long thing.
Deal. Heck of a deal.
Heck of a deal for sure.
And
I'm nervous. Can you tell I'm a little nervous about it?
Yes.
More so than the last time I did one of these things.
If Mike has a fatal heart attack, the Caps have promised free ice cream sundaes for everybody in the crowd.
Yeah, and you know something? I'll go one step further. I'll have free ice cream sundaes at my wake.
Huzzah!
Rob with the quick huzzah on that one.
Rob also had a very exciting weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Not as exciting as yours, certainly not as exciting as mine, not as exciting as Buzz's. Rob is going away for a gay weekend in New York, and it starts tonight when Rob and Homo Joe fly up to New York City together to go to the premiere of The Sopranos tomorrow night.
And, of course, when you say gay, you simply mean happy.
No, I mean gay. I mean tonight they're going to gay clubs together.
Are they really?
We will go to a gay club tonight.
They're going clubbing tonight.
Well, I want to balance it out. I'd like to also go to a place with a more heterosexual feel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can compare and contrast.
Can't you go, if this is New York City,
as much like
New York City, can't you go to a club that is frequented by gay people and also, you know, has kind of like that, a mixture. I'm sure there are lots of clubs
like that.
You're
asking the wrong guy. I'm sure Joe will know the scene as soon as we get up there.
I'm asking the right guy.
It'll be on Monday.
All I know is that tonight about 10:30, Rob's going to be walking into this club loaded with homos in New York.
Who was accusing Rob of being gay? Who was the person that thought Rob was gay? Who was that?
Our second string announcer, Sonny Fox.
Right. That's right. At the Christmas party. Well, listen, I don't know if we ever said this on the air. This is funny.
Mm-hmm.
The guy who is the backup to Dude Walker,
right.
We can't get Dude Walker to do a voice session for us, we use this guy, Sonny Fox. This guy came up to Rob at the party, and he said, "Hey, it's nice to meet you. Even though you're gay."
Oh, my God.
Actually, what the thing is, he didn't even tell me that at the party. He stewed on it for like a couple weeks, and we had a voice session this week. He said, "I don't know if I should even tell you this, and I don't want you to take it in the wrong way," because, you know, he's an announcer, so he talks like that. He says, "I always thought you were gay." What the hell does that mean? Says, "Didn't they talk about that, something on the air?" I said, "Well, we all sort of bust each other's balls a little bit, but I don't think it was ever out and out said." He says, "Yeah, I was kind of shocked to see you with a wedding ring at the Christmas party."
Oh, my God.
It could have been a gay wedding ring, though.
That's fine. Take your trip, pal. Anyway, but we're glad we got that all ironed out. So
tonight, Rob and Joe taking the shuttle up to New York. Rob, when you guys get up there, are you going to have one of those horse-drawn carriages take you around Central Park?
We might do that tomorrow. You know what? I don't know if they do that late at night. I really want to go up to the Empire State Building tomorrow. I've never done that.
That's right. They're going to do some real touristy stuff. Bring the tape recorder with them, and on our next episode, we will hear everything about Rob's conversion this weekend.
Perhaps we'll even visit the Chrysler Building.
You'll have a great time.
It'll be fun.
I know you will.
Good, Joe.
But I do believe that Rob, you know, contrary to what our announcer thought, I think that Rob, we've never done anything like where we sent Rob out like a la Dennis Murphy into a club like that. And I will tell you, I think Rob's going to be extraordinarily uncomfortable. I really do.
I think he's going to be hit on.
And I think he's going to be it's going to be a wonderful, delicious, awkward moment.
Dress very conservatively, Rob.
What you got is what you see.
Oh, no, that's much too revealing to go to a gay club.
That type of sweatshirt you're wearing?
Yeah, it's a gay sweatshirt.
Is it?
It really
it's
looks
Eddie
like
Bauer.
It looks like you're a gay.
Thank you, guys. You got to get some more hetero clothes before you go up.
All right. Well,
you know,
you know what? Maybe you could go get that hockey guy out in the lobby that's giving away the ice cream and get a hockey jersey.
Yeah,
or
that
something.
Might be good. And a big bird head that I could wear as well.
Did you get your flat top done just today?
Not for the trip. I got it done yesterday. I get it cut every other Thursday.
But did you get it done because you just wanted it to be, you know.
No, I get it.
The marine cut.
Every other Thursday, I get it.
You know, I know you think it's a marine cut, but it's also, in a way, a gay haircut.
It's a village people cut. It's called the village people.
It's very butch.
It is. If it was just a little shorter.
You know what they say. Be proud. I think not guessing.
And tomorrow night when you're at the Sopranos party.
As soon as my ass stops bleeding, they're going to start the show.
Make sure you introduce Homo Joe to as many of the Sopranos stars as are made available to you.
I really think Joe's going to hit it off with Paulie Walnuts. I really do. I think it's going to be fun.
Just, I want you, after your night on Friday night with Joe, I want you at that party to look for one thing. I want you to look for Pussy.
Okay.
Okay? He's my favorite character on that show.
Pussy. Pussy's not the rat. Jimmy's the rat.
Does Pussy come back in this year?
That is part of the cliffhanger.
Okay, yeah. Good. So we might see Pussy.
Pussy.
Pussy. Well, I hope to see some Pussy. I'm up with
Pussy. All right, Mr. Shaw, John.
Okay.
Fine, thank you.
See, that one extra word you added.
You're excused, Robbie. Thank you very much. We need you to hide behind the microphone, son. There he is, Rob Spiewak, ready for his gay weekend in New York City.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
I think I just saw your boyfriend come down the hallway.
Oh, good.
As a matter of fact, Lover Joe.
Wonderful.
Where is Homo Joe? Come here, Homo Joe.
Homosexual Joseph, are you in the building?
I'm pretty sure I just saw him dance by the window.
Did he get an ice cream sundae?
With Chuck Broyhill. Yes, here he is, Homo Joe, everybody.
Homo Joe.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Homo Joe. Here. How are you?
Got a mic, Homo Joe. Here.
I think we're going to go to a straight club tonight. I want to go see some women dancing.
Oh, really? Dancing, yeah. Oh, you want to go to that? Yeah.
No, you got to take him to some gay
club. I am. That's Saturday night after the HBO Soprano. We're going to see the Roxy. We'll go to Roxy to see the drag queens.
Oh, good. Make sure you introduce Rob to all of your gay friends in New York.
I will do that. Oh,
do you have lots of gay friends in New York, Joe?
Absolutely. We'll have some fun.
Are you going to rendezvous with some of your pals?
We probably will.
Oh, good.
And you bring any protection?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to. You know, I'm still full of it yet.
Oh, really?
So I haven't done anything yet for a while.
How long has it been since you have done that heinous act?
It's almost 3 months next week.
Wow. Has it really been? I thought you had that one dalliance, that one time that you...
Well, that was the last time, and now it's the guy that, you know, that got fired, you know, kind of celibate for him for a while. See how that goes.
Really?
Mm.
So 3 months or so.
3 months.
Oh, mm-hmm. So much. You know, strike down the myth of promiscuity.
It's
wow.
Funny, let me tell you.
Yeah. That streak will be broken this week.
I think it could be a breakout weekend for Homo Joe.
It surely will.
It could be on the airplane tonight.
Homo Joe, though, we have to mention here that there was the heterosexual Homo Joe before there was the homosexual Homo Joe, and you know, maybe that's why he doesn't mind the idea of going to the, you know, the regular clubs, do you? Looking at the women.
Well, you know, it's always nice to go to the straight clubs because, you know, there's some things going on there as well, you know.
I imagine you're probably immaculately packed for this trip.
Oh,
right?
I am. I have like 2 suitcases full.
Yeah, really?
3 days, yes.
These are so organized. They really are. I swear to God. They're like walking day planners.
And I really have a day planner with me as well, with some of the numbers of the bus.
So what have you packed? Did Joe tell me? Did you pack any outrageous outfits?
At least three.
At least three. Tell me the most outrageous piece of clothing that you packed for the weekend in New York with Rob.
Is it an undergarment?
Yeah, it's an undergarment.
Oh, I knew it by your laugh. I knew that's what it was. Oh.
It's for going to the gym, you know.
Really? Yeah. Did you pack any strap-ons?
No, they're in my carry-on.
Of course. If you need a dildo, do you know where you can find one?
Oh, absolutely. Right around the corner from the hotel.
Right around the corner from the hotel.
You know, you have to go to search it on the internet before you leave for the trip.
So have you had many sleepless nights?
At least two.
Being excited about your big out-of-town trip?
Absolutely. I was kind of really excited.
What is the name of, do you know off the top of your head, the name of maybe a big gay club in New York City that's famous?
Well, the Roxy's is the one that was in the Mirage.
Okay, so that's the
drag bar.
Drag queen, yeah. Where they actually have a full drag show.
A lot of the celebrities go into the village to go to the drag show because it's very well known.
A lot of great people go to that show, too.
Because they use their own voice. It's not, you know, lip-syncing.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're going to be doing any lip-syncing this weekend?
Probably.
So the Roxy, would that be like that club in the Birdcage?
Yes, it would be.
Oh, man.
Rob, you got to go to that.
I got to see if I can get Robbie put in a little outfit.
Oh, yeah.
I want to tell you the way of his heart. He loves beer. If you load a bunch of beers in Rob tonight, by the time you get to New York, he'll be ready to put the dog collar on for you.
Oh, cool.
That's right. He really will.
I got the whip and chain set.
There's easy, Joe.
Are you ready? You are ready, first and foremost, to judge the men's hairy ass contest today.
Absolutely. I've got my magnifying glass on me and tweezers.
Now, I should tell you something, but this is not based on the most attractive butt.
I know. It's
the hairiest butt.
Exactly. So I'm waiting for it.
All right. Get out of here.
Okay. See you later.
All right. See you later. Bye-bye.
Well, Rob, you're going to have quite a weekend, my man.
My goodness.
Quite a weekend, Robbie.
This sounds great.
I predict. You guys flying up tonight?
Yeah.
I think they're going to pour you off that plate.
You think?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You'll have a tape recorder, but it'll be, here we are.
You'll be like Dennis. When he said Dennis, that thing with Dennis,
absolutely.
Similar vocal patterns.
Well, big weekends all around. Listen, we have to do a break now because Nancy is going to join us in a moment from PBS.
Nancy, Jim Nance, good guy.
Jim Nancy, first toe tap in touch tone. Right here, and a chance to win up to $10,000.
All right.
With the secret celebrity laugh. Well, I'll tell you something funny about the celebrity laugh.
Oh, yeah.
That Tony Perkins, who was the first celebrity laugh.
Right.
You know, the weatherman on Good Morning America.
Right.
Actually called today and left a message. What did the message say about his mom?
This is from Tony Perkins. He left a message that said, "Thanks for using his laugh. His mother listens every day, and she did not know that that was his laugh."
Wow.
And that's from Tony Perkins right there.
The weatherman of Good Morning America.
Good guy.
The very first celebrity laugh.
Yeah. So thank you, Tony. Appreciate it.
We're on celebrity number two right now. We'll give you a shot at winning up to $10,000 if you are the 100th person to call the Rockhead. Good luck. Our phone number is 1-877-365-3636.
This is
the he's already under a lot of pressure.
Hello. Hi, who's this?
This is Doug.
Doug, where are you calling from?
From David.
David, California.
Yes, sirree.
So you must be listening on the mighty KHTK.
You're right. Go Kings, baby.
And we thank you for that, Go Kings, right? You won a Sopranos prize pack. Don't miss the long-awaited premiere of The Sopranos, Sunday night at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on Home B.O. Have you heard the new secret celebrity laugh?
Is there a new one since yesterday?
Not since yesterday.
No, I've heard it.
Okay, you have an idea?
Yeah, I'm ready.
No, do you have an idea?
Yeah, I have a guess.
Are you playing possum with me right now?
No, because I hear my partner in the background going, "Oh, he did. He's on the radio."
I heard something in the background. You don't have a radio on in the background, do you?
It's in the very back. We're doing a remodel at a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't be a real smart guy trying to dumb it down so that I would expand the jackpot, would you?
Put it this way, I like to fish a lot.
All right. That's a good answer right there. All right, then you'll play for $10,000.
Oh, baby.
Wow. We will play for $10,000.
Oh, jeez.
Well, I'm pissed at Ken.
Yeah, I know you are. I know.
So am I.
I know you are.
And thank you. So thank you for being pissed at Ken.
Yes.
Damn, Ken.
I mean, really, the first move he should have made when he was named vice president general manager of that station in New York would be to sign our show on there.
You never know. You can't predict the future.
No, you can't. Mike, if I could, I'd be a mastermind.
Mastermind.
I'd be a mastermind. You know me.
I know you.
And Ken should know me too. If Ken doesn't want me to talk about something, he should just not say anything.
Right.
He shouldn't have the last thing he says when he leaves the room say,
right,
"Don't talk about
this." I understand that.
Because that's like saying, "Go ahead and talk about it."
Absolutely.
I know.
He should know that.
He should know that. I'm pissed at him. I'm pissed at him. I'm all for the new general manager here.
Yeah, Alan Leinwand.
Get some new blood around here.
Yeah.
Finally, a manager who really, really, really is a manager. Huzzah for Leinwand. Okay, listen. Enough about that. $10,000. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Play you the secret celebrity laugh. You come up with the name of the celeb and you win a cool $10,000. Mike, who are you singing like this time?
God, a strong God.
All right, a very strong God as opposed to the weak God.
Yes.
The weak, laughing, silly God we've had the last few days.
The difference between strong God and weak God is when I'm just standing and sitting down. I'm going to be standing up for this one.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm just into it.
FG, a standing God.
Standing God.
We wish you standing God speed and good luck.
Caller, name this secret celebrity laugh.
There is the secret celebrity laugh. Do you hear me, Stephen? This is $10,000 out of your budget that I hope we give away right now.
Hey, man.
Cousin Robert Goulet.
I know. Well, hey, welcome to heaven.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes.
For $10,000, let me say that again.
Wow.
For $10,000, who is that secret celebrity?
How about Jim Nance?
Would you please repeat that?
Jim Nance.
Could you be more specific?
The sports guy, Jim Nance.
No.
Weird,
sorry. No, absolutely not.
Wow.
But thank you. It's a guest we hadn't heard before. Every guest is a clue for you.
Clue for you. Clue for everybody.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being mad at Ken.
I hate that guy.
And you're right. Go Kings.
Go Kings.
Yeah, baby.
Go Kings.
Thank you. I bet the Sacramento Kings don't send a mascot out to the radio station to give away free ice cream sundae.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I was just talking with you about that during the break.
Yeah.
I wonder what the goal was.
That's what I was curious about. That's the question I asked you.
When the Washington Capitals got together and they had a meeting, obviously it's not the coaches and it's not the players, it's the front office.
Mm-hmm.
They get together and they say, okay, wait, hold on, let's brainstorm. I got it. We get the guy in the duck suit. You throw a jersey on him. And you send him over to WJFK with a box full of ice cream sundaes.
Right.
What does that accomplish?
I'm not sure. It's an act of goodwill toward the media.
Has anybody now ordered Cap season tickets because they got a free ice cream sundae?
If they want the name of the Caps to be mentioned, that they've been successful.
Yes.
You know, it hasn't been, you know, in the most positive light, you know, but I mean, it's been mentioned.
Generated awareness today.
Right.
Okay, I guess so.
Talking about the mascot.
Right.
Then you know, the mascot shaking your hand. But, you know, to me, if you're going to send the mascot out and you want to get exposure, and when the mascot met you, he should have bit your head.
Yeah.
That's, to me, that's the standard mascot move when they put the mouth that I still laugh at.
Head and mouth.
You know, I'm an easy laugh, but I laugh out loud when I see. When the mascot comes down, and, you know, I'm the lady, especially the lady with the big hair and does the, you know, right on top of her head. I'm laughing.
Very phallic. Mm-hmm. Next time, bring porn.
Right.
Bring some pornography. Send the Capitals mascot down with Hustler and Swank.
Oh, that'd be exciting.
Or how about, like, some Jim Beam or something?
Mm-hmm. You know, the Goodwill was directed at Charlie Broyhill. How many Sundays did you say?
Eight. He must have an ice cream headache because he ate three in front of me when I was just sitting by him in the office. I just wolfed them all down.
Oh, Charlie Broyhill.
Okay, well, you know, maybe somebody can explain that to me.
I'd like to know, as Buzz said, probably just media goodwill.
Yeah.
You know, just, I guess they're starting an advertising schedule on the station, and Stacey would be the one who would know what the deal is.
She gave me the finger.
Well, she always gives you the finger if you're talking about one of her clients.
All right, let me.
She's saucy.
Yeah, she is. Sure is.
There she is. Stacey, come on in here.
Hey, come here. Come here, Stacey.
Stacey's right. Looking good, dude.
Yeah, she is.
Stacey has lost a lot of weight.
Well, not in her chest, she has.
No, and that's why she's looking good.
She still has huge.
Stacey, you have lost
huge.
You are looking really strong. You've lost a lot of weight and none of it in your breast.
Oh, no. Thank God. I'm blessed up there.
You're no longer breastfeeding your newborn, are you?
No, I'm not.
Stacey is very cool that way. See, many times that would be grounds right there for sexual harassment, but Stacey is cool about that. And
she has said worse stuff to us than we've ever said to her.
Absolutely, and that's why we're able to do that. For anybody that might be wondering out there.
If anybody has been sexually harassed in this room right here, it's you and me by her.
Don't be a charge.
She is a bad, bad girl.
I'm better when I'm bad, though.
So why do the Capitals bring my ice cream sundae?
Because the Capitals love you.
Oh, please.
And they love JFK, and they know we freaking work for them. That's why they come here, because...
Please.
She's selling, baby.
But you don't think that they went to 25 other radio stations today?
No, actually, we were the first radio station that they went to. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
But they are going to make their rounds. Luckily, it's to the CBS network, so they're going to hit HFS next. But
lucky HFM.
First.
We were number one, so...
We were number one.
So there's a good chance that when they go to the other radio stations, the sundaes will be melted.
Yeah.
What was the purpose?
Just Just to say thanks. It was Slapshot coming down here, Slapshot Ice Cream.
Thank you for supporting the team.
But for supporting the team.
And by giving away tickets and, you know, by talking about the Caps and stuff like that.
Right now.
But generally, we don't support the Caps, do we?
We do support the Caps. Are you kidding me? We're huge Caps fans. What are you talking about?
I don't go to the games anymore because, you know, I'm so far out. But I, you know, I used to be a season ticket holder.
Oh, you gotta go to the games. I mean, God,
I love
travel.
I love hockey, but
Stacey, come on. Don't lie to me.
I go to Caps games. I've had the best time.
Can you explain hockey to me?
I can't. I know it's exciting. It's in your face. It's the most excitement you'll have at any sporting event. I mean, it's on the edge of your seat.
It's the best live sport in the world.
Without
to go to. I mean, now I'm talking, as far as when you're there, it's a matter of opinion, but I mean, it is to be there at a hockey game, and especially, if they make the playoffs, playoff hockey's great.
Oh, my God.
What do we get if they make the playoffs? They bring what? Pizza bar?
I think if they make the playoffs, and I'll throw this out to the Capitals, they should bring a steamship round. Steamship round of beef for everyone to carve slices from.
How about some hose?
Some hose!
Bring some hose by.
I can supply the hose. You need hose.
All right, well, don't be pissed at me. I'm not trying to ruin your thing with your client.
Oh, no.
They buy a schedule from you?
Did they buy a schedule? We got the largest share in the free country.
All right.
Like one of those ESPN commercials where you see the mascots walking around. You know, everybody kept coming up. And the thing was, everybody kept coming up to me and saying, have you had your ice cream yet?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want the ice cream. Have you met the Capitals mascot? I don't want to meet the Capitals
mascot. See what it is. So now I'm beginning to see
that. Eat that ice cream, though.
Everyone might not have as jaundiced an eye on this thing as you.
Right.
See, everybody's talking about the ice cream and the Capitals. You see?
Yeah, there you go.
So they've succeeded in their goodwill tour.
Thank you, Michael, for pointing that one out.
Okay.
See, I'm just going to be hanging back.
Thank you. Thank you, Stacey.
Thank you.
Like you've ever been to a hockey game in your life.
Please.
Please. What did she say to you?
I don't know. She's screaming on the way out.
Some saucy retort on the way out.
That's good, though.
I tell you what, she's a bad lady. I mean it. Mm-hmm. She's very bad. She's very bad at parties.
No.
I mean, when she's had a couple of drinks in her, wow, she's a bad lady.
She's on the favorite list, too.
No, I mean, when I say she's a bad lady, I mean, that's a good thing.
I know, but I mean, wouldn't you say that, Stacey's one of the few that we have a good time with here at the station.
We sure do.
Absolutely. Good lady.
She told me that I'm among her favorite crackers.
Ah, and that's what a wonderful compliment that is. I love that.
She told me that.
To say, you know, favorite and cracker in the same sentence.
One of her favorite crackers.
That's terrific.
Oh, well, listen, where's Nance, buddy?
Nancy?
I'm ready for Jim Nance. I have tailored the show's schedule to Mr. Jim Nance.
Jim Nance is, you know, on our A-list right now because of the fact that he, you know, he put up. He actually showed us that he was a man by mentioning our name.
This is Nancy. Hello.
Jim Nance. Hello.
No, this ain't Jim Nance. Hello. Hey. Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, I'm just calling to let you guys know why they're giving away Sundies.
Okay, Sundays.
They have a promotion this is, you know, now on Sundays that they're giving away Sundays for little kids.
So, you mean at the games they give away free Sundays to little kids?
You got it. They're trying to get young kids to go to the games.
You know, excuse me, and I have a tremendous amount of respect for Stacey, but it would have been, if Stacey is the liaison, if that really is the reason that they're giving away Sundays, you know, we were saying, what's the purpose?
Well, to
promote free Sundays, that, you know, all of a sudden a little logic enters into it.
I still think it's stupid.
At least it might be
a little less stupid, though.
A little, okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah.
A little less stupid.
A little concrete. You know, why ice cream? You know, why, is that really true?
Yes, it is. Go to the website, www.warmup.com.
The Capitals have gotten enough free publicity today, okay? Christ, let them buy the commercial from Stacey. But I stand by my earlier statement that Bush League
to
send a mascot down with free ice cream.
But if they're promoting free ice cream, it certainly makes more sense than it did before.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know what? If you weren't going to be playing in a game with some former Caps tomorrow night, you'd be sitting right next to me in the front seat of the cynical mobile.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there you are. You're on the good guys team today. I hate that. I hate that when I'm out on an island by myself.
I know
deep in your heart
you much like me, you want to jump in front of a microphone.
But what's wonderful about our...
Scream about the ice cream.
Isn't it wonderful, though, about our working relationship that you hate it, but you also understand it?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
Without a doubt.
You'd be doing the exact same thing.
Much like the unspoken moment we had yesterday.
That's right, exactly.
Thank you, my friend.
Absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
You know, and but it's, you know, it's fine. You know, it's fine. It's fine when it's like that.
You don't work with a guy for 15 years.
That's right.
And not know when to cool it.
You know why you understand it, though? Because, you know, outside of the fact that, you know, just the, you know, the PR aspects of everything, you know that, that my reaction over here, my downplaying this, is coming not out of that, but coming out of a real legitimate fear for my own personal safety.
I know that you have to be out with some of those guys tomorrow night on the ice.
Justice. And, you know, it's just, you know, a little of that, that bad blood. If I, you know, I say the wrong thing, you know, they'd hit me anyway. I'll be honest with you. You know, the guy, Brian Watson, Bugsy Watson.
Oh, sure, I know that guy.
You know, he occasionally, when I played against him one time at the towards the end of the game, you know, they don't care. These are hockey players. They don't care. He gave it to me. Put me into the board.
Yeah.
What did you ask for? So. And I turned around. I said, just like Joe Bester, I said, don't hurt me.
Hello. Nancy?
Yes.
Oh, hey.
What's happening, fellas?
Hold on, I need Nancy's music.
Yeah, yeah, we're waiting for the proper intro, the preamble.
There we go. Joining us now, everybody, a guy that is now officially on our A-list. Absolutely. The host of the NFL Today on KBS.
Right.
Our buddy, Mr. Jim Mann.
Hey, Jimmy. Son of Mike, my guys.
You son of a bitch.
Are you still mad at me for picking the game better than you?
No, that is an affectionate SOB I threw you
on. Yeah, I felt there was a little TLC with that. I could feel it.
Yeah, no, lots. We got nothing but love for you, Jim.
You know, we've got a lot of winners to give to you today. I don't know if you want them, but I'm going to go 4-for-4 here for your fans.
Jimmy, if you are willing to put some more money on the line.
Whatever you want.
For your Three Amigos charity.
I just spent 2 days in Houston organizing the 2000 edition, so we're ready.
I'll tell you right now, you know, I don't mind, you know, giving money to a good cause, but that, you know, that was a big check. That was a big, and that was a check.
Come on, you make a few shekels.
I understand.
That wasn't $500.
It was just a, you know, it's a, you know, any check this far. You know, I don't like to part with my money. I just want to tell you, I hope that we can do a better job because I'd like to have Mr. Nance give a check to our favorite charity.
Well, here's what, now you guys each sent in $250.
Yes, we did.
To the Three Amigos charity, which
That's
is
right.
a foundation that I share with my cold college roommates, Fred Couples and Blaine McAllister, both of whom are professional golfers. And that's our foundation. So you have helped in our efforts to find a cure for cancer and Alzheimer's.
Oh, fantastic.
Eye diseases and some other neat things that are in Houston that we really try to back and support. So I thank you for that. And I am ready and willing. If I lose, I will write out the $250 check to each of your favorite charities.
All right, then it is a deal. Let me ask you before we pick the games. Jim, what do you make of this? We were just talking about this before you called up. Today, the Washington Capitals, a hockey team here in town,
mm-hmm.
they sent by their mascot with a tray full of ice cream for everybody at the radio station to enjoy. And they put signs up all over with the Capitals logo. It says, attention, everybody. The Capitals mascot has free ice cream starting at 2:30 until it's gone. Can you figure that out?
And they were doing it to promote free ice cream Sunday.
No, you don't know
Sunday.
That, Mike. You don't know
well,
that.
Well, I'm simply
that's
going...
That's what some guy called and told us.
What does that say, Buzz? I visited the website. That's what it's for.
It's
ice cream on the...
But they never articulate it.
But, you know, it doesn't seem like a day that would be really suitable for an ice cream sundae.
Mm-hmm. No, it's cold.
Yeah,
it's cold.
It's icy here, too, north of you.
Well, they should have articulated.
Yeah, they should have.
We're doing that.
You're right. Sounding very ungrateful, fellas.
Yeah. Maybe they did articulate it, but it just wasn't picked up by the right people.
How could they articulate it? That stupid mascot wouldn't talk to them.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, does that mascot articulate anything?
Well, there were two people with the mascot.
Oh, were there really?
Yeah, and I didn't, you know, I was walking through the lobby very quickly, so I didn't, I wasn't able to read any literature that they might have had with the, you know, out by the Sunday table.
Do you guys have your own mascot? I mean, you guys are so huge. In whatever it is, 70 markets, do you have your own mascot for your show?
Yeah. It's a giant dildo.
Yeah.
You ask him. You know when you ask us questions.
And what might its name
be?
his name is Dick.
Oh, man.
Will you ask? You ask. Oh, Jim, I will get on to a happier topic here.
Yeah.
No, you don't like working blue.
Mm-hmm.
You guys in the studio, you had an excellent show last week, and who would have thought, and you must have had a huge audience for your wrap-up after Miami-Seattle game.
Well, it was a rather brisk 3 minutes post-game, but we got through it.
Yeah, I would have thought of all of the games last weekend that Miami-Seattle game would be the biggest dog, but I found myself really captivated, and about halfway through the game, I started rooting for Marino.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. It was
what took you so long to start rooting for him?
I don't know. It's just I thought it was Seattle's year. I like Mike Holmgren, and about halfway through, I realized, you know what? Miami's got a chance in this game.
It's been a while also since Dan Marino was really in the spotlight like that, and it was just, you remember, I think, through that game, actually within that game, his performance started to come up to the level that he used to be at when it was just fun to watch him play anybody, and it was fun to watch.
Yes.
Well, I can hope you can capture the magic just three more games, because I believe this is the last journey for him, so, you know, enjoy it, watch it. You're going to watch one of the great artists to ever throw a football tomorrow. Well, maybe for the last time, Lindlund. I'm hoping it's going to be extended at least for two more games beyond. But I truly believe this will be it for Dan.
Now, let me ask you one thing about the chemistry on your show, the NFL Today. You guys are doing a bit about the Big Tennessee play, the miracle, the Music City.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they did this bit where they had Jerry Glanville take the ball, and he ran off the set.
That was at halftime of Seattle, man.
Right. And
by the way, that was not even pre-planned. That just kind of happened.
No, I got a question about Randy Cross. Mm-hmm. Randy Cross seemed genuinely happy that Jerry Glanville was off
he
the set. That when Jerry Glanville took the ball and ran off the set, and Jim
very
threw it
comfortable down there at that end all of a sudden.
How do those two guys get along? Because I don't think when Jerry Glanville was a coach and Randy Cross played against the Falcons teams and the Oilers teams, I don't think that Randy Cross had a great amount of respect for Jerry Glanville as a coach.
Well, first off, when Jerry was coaching in Atlanta, but Randy had already retired, so there was no cost of it.
Oh, all right.
But I'm not trying to really get along. You know, Jerry's got his hands on Randy just constantly. He can't even make a comment without putting his hands all over Randy. If we had an official in there, I think Glanville would be called for holding about four times a show.
Mm-hmm. All right, well then, I take back. Let's strike the record, please. What I said.
You know, Randy Cross. I think I overheard him say something about. My wife had her hands on me this many times. I'd had six kids by now.
So he's a toucher, isn't he?
No, that's just Jerry. He's a touchy-feely guy. He's a lovable little guy. And I think everybody that came into the season and didn't like Jerry when he was coaching certainly warmed up to him as the season's gone on. He's been sensational.
Yeah, but people like that, I know when you meet him, and there are people that are touchers. And, you know, I think Jerry Glanville is, I think he likes other men, but I don't think he really likes other men.
Oh, no, I don't think
so.
I'll tell you, sometimes when a guy is touchy-feely like that, there are people that can handle it, and then there are people that can't handle it. Jim, are you somebody that if he's making a point and maybe he gives your elbow a reassuring squeeze, would you pull away or do you just stand there and accept
it? No, I can handle it because I got to tell you, I must confess right here before the masses, I am a very much a touchy-feely guy.
Ah, so you enjoy being touched.
Oh, and I enjoy touching.
Okay.
And feeling. And the whole thing.
Learning more about Jim Nance every week we talk to
you. You guys, I mean, how do you lure me into sordid discussions here?
Jim, I will tell you something. I'm not shy to tell you that right now I am touching myself.
Well, better that than the mascot, huh?
Somebody gave Jim Nance his funny pills today.
Jim's on his game today.
All right, here's the game, Jimmy. Let's pick them. It'll be me and Mike against you.
Okay, now we're going against the spread or straight up?
Straight up, baby.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to really give you guys a chance to come back. Now, do we have a tiebreaker?
Let's
the same record.
Let's pick them and see how they wind up.
Okay, let's do that, and then we'll decide if we need.
Well, if it's tied, we'll at a later time, either the championship games or the Super Bowl somewhere in there, we'll squeeze in a chance to come in and make the tiebreaker.
Excellent idea. First game is Miami at Jacksonville. Jim, who do you like? Then Mike and I will decide who we like.
Gentlemen, don't laugh. I'm going to be the only man in America who's riding this Miami train all the way to the Lombardi Trophy. I'm taking Miami, which is a huge underdog. I'm taking Miami straight up.
I think he doesn't know what he's
making a very smart move here. If you want to get a donation to your charity, probably go Jacksonville.
He wants it.
You will see. I will put what little credibility I have. I will put it up on the air tomorrow on CBS, and I will back up. In fact, you're getting a sneak preview of exactly what I'm going to pick on the air, and I'm going to go up with Miami tomorrow. So I really believe it.
I'm saying right now that Brunel, Brunel's out, and he's not going to. Is he going to play or not?
He's going to play.
He's going to play, but I think that if Trace Armstrong gets in there and gets one good shot at him, I mean, I'm not sure how much he's able to play off of it anyway.
Jacksonville's also proven, though, that they don't necessarily need Brunel.
I think we should say Jacksonville, but because I screwed up last time, I'll let you make the call.
I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
All right, we take Jacksonville.
Yeah, absolutely.
I knew you would.
We take Jacksonville.
He's excited about that.
What is this happening? And now we've got sound effects in the background.
That disturbs me.
I didn't get a ding when I made my Miami pick. Thank you.
It disturbs me that I just get the feeling that Jim Nance is very, very happy that we picked Jacksonville.
Well, tomorrow I'm going to be watching your show, and you sure as a heck better say you think Miami's going to win.
I guarantee I'll be the only guy on the set who'll be picking Miami, and I don't know if you noticed this, but last Sunday is the first time all season they let me pick the games.
Yeah.
And I was the only one to pick Miami against Seattle.
Mm-hmm. All right, the next game was
5-point dog on the road, and I won.
All right, Jimmy, next game we're picking the beloved Redskins at Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jim, who do you like?
I'm taking the Redskins. I'm taking the underdog again.
Okay, Mike, we got to take Tampa.
Yeah, I agree.
I can't believe you're going to do that.
You're not going to get an argument from me. People are going to be mad. But right now, everybody's mad. It's too late. They're mad at us anyway.
Well, I'm glad you did that because I tell you what, I almost think it's an iron cinch lock right now. The Redskins are going to win that game. They're not going to go down there. The suspect is the defense has been a key.
You know, I want the Redskins.
Mike Nolan deserves a lot of credit for that thing getting so much stronger as the season went on with all the scrutiny and all the garbage has been thrown at him all year. That defense has rebounded, come around, and I don't think a rookie quarterback is going to beat him. I really don't. I think Washington will come up really big tomorrow.
I want the Redskins to win more than anything. I swear to God.
But you'll be happy. You'll be a happy man about 7:30 tomorrow night.
We're talking about money here.
Yeah, he's. I think it's money.
We got to go Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. Okay,
we got to go. We got to go. Tampa's
a huge favorite. I mean, a huge favorite, but a 5-point favorite or something like
all
that.
Right. Well, that takes, you know, right now we can.
So you guys are just riding the favorites, and I'm just sitting out here taking the long shot. That's fine.
All right, let's see if you continue that. Let's move to Sunday's games. Minnesota at St. Louis.
You're up first.
Mike, I think this is the game we should go for the upside.
I agree, Minnesota. I think we should definitely go for Minnesota.
Okay, then
I'm with you on that. I'm glad you think that.
We take Minnesota.
I may change my pick on the air tomorrow for this game, but since you're taking Minnesota as a piece of strategy, I'm taking St. Louis.
Excellent. I like we're going hot, but we're going to have a clear winner in this.
There'll be no tiebreaker here.
Sure. No, we can go 2-2 out of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, the final game.
Okay.
Tennessee at Indianapolis. You have to go first.
I'll take Indianapolis.
Now, I read in Rudy's column, you said you think Indianapolis is going to be the team of the next decade.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Yeah, I think it is.
I think they're America's team.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The Cowboys are a thing of the past. There's just nothing. There's no sizzle in Dallas anymore. And with those triplets, Harrison and Manning and Edger and James, it's going to be a fun ride for about 10 years, and they will be America's team.
I think we should take Indianapolis.
Yeah, I agree. You would go with Indianapolis.
Well, you know what? We'll have a winner.
But no, you know what? I'm going to have to.
Oh, go ahead. Overrule.
Hello? 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 Please.
Listen, Tennessee. I have to pick the Redskins. I have to go back to the Redskins.
Oh, you have to go back to the Redskins pick.
Mm-hmm. I don't care.
Okay, so you guys need to go back to the Redskins.
Even with my money, my vote is that the Redskins will win the game.
Oh, you thought
really?
That?
Well, go change.
I really think
they will.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, the Redskins, changing the Redskins pick is the of all the ones to change. That's the one I'm glad you're changing.
You know, I said Tampa Bay because he said Redskins at first, and I was thinking money, but you know, I think about it now.
We could have a tie now.
I'm sorry, I got it. My vote has to be for the Redskins.
Our graphics are in sync here.
All right, so we have in the Miami-Jacksonville game, we take Jacksonville, you take Miami.
Right, you're one down, okay.
Redskins-Tampa Bay.
Let's take the Redskins.
Okay, we both take the Redskins. Minnesota-St. Louis. We take Minnesota, you take the Rams.
All right.
Tennessee and Indianapolis. We both take Indianapolis.
It sounds like a fair weekend to me.
Okay.
I hope I can concentrate on what I'm supposed to be doing, because I'm going to be thinking about this the whole time.
All right. You know, it's that Tampa Bay pick. I said Tampa Bay because he said Redskins. I thought about it for a second. I thought, you know what? Damn it. Tampa Bay, I'll tell you why they're vulnerable. They're vulnerable in their pass defense. I don't think the Redskins are going to be able to run the ball on Warren Sapp and all those other guys. But I think that Michael Westbrook is going to have a huge game tomorrow.
You know one thing about the Redskins, when you talk about the pass defense, you're talking about a team that gets down there, and it seems to me like almost every game you get a huge interference call that advances the ball, and that's usually because the defensive backs are having a tough time with the receivers for the Redskins.
Hey, gentlemen, can we just for clarity's sake here establish again what the stakes are?
Yes, $500.
Okay.
That's $250 each from Don and myself.
Right.
For your favorite charity, the Three Amigos.
Right.
And, since you're the big TV guy, your $500 comes out of your own pocket.
And that's $250 to each one of your favorite charities.
Yeah, that's correct, absolutely.
And I choose the American Cancer Society.
I love it.
And I'm going to say the Lupus Foundation.
Great.
Okay?
All right.
Let me just think about this St. Louis pick for 1 second.
No, we're done. It's locked in.
It's
too late.
I don't want to flop on that.
It's too late.
All right, I'll keep it the way it is.
It's too late.
All right, those are the picks. Jim, we will see you tomorrow on your TV show, The NFL Today, and also on Sunday. You work 2 days this week.
2 days, and we will have to visit next week and maybe even next Friday, and we'll go over this whole thing.
It's a deal, Jim.
All right, gentlemen.
All right, thank you.
Enjoy. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Jim Nancy.
That is a relationship that is on an upward curve. That is something where he's
doing better.
Yeah, he's a lot more fun to talk to.
He's doing better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad I changed that Redskins pick.
You wouldn't have had a good taste in your mouth if you were.
No.
Yeah, you got to go out there. You got to do the pregame show.
They're going to win. I don't even have to go out there. I'm going to be in the studio tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to see anybody for the Redskins.
No, but I'm talking about doing the pregame show. I know you're not going out there.
They're
going
to win. I really think they're going to win.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I really do. So if I lose $500, so what?
You'll feel better about that. If they do win, if they go down there and they beat Tampa Bay, that would be the only negative. That would be the only thing that would put a little damp on it if you
yes,
take
right.
Tampa Bay.
You're right.
What the hell?
Our conversation with Jim Nance brought to you by BigSportsFan.com, home of the petition for an NCAA Division I college football playoff. Go to www.bigsportsfan.com. Cast your vote today.
That is a big sports fan.
And join the fight for a college football playoff.
A noble fight it is.
Huzzah! That's the end of the round.
The end of the round.
Now, where is Rudy? We got to talk to Rudy. Hello, Rudy?
No, this isn't Rudy. Hey, got a mic?
Yes.
Hey, I'd like to give a shout out to Fairport. Shout out!
To who?
Yo, guys, I'm going to be on the road.
Oh, God. Oh, is this Rudy?
Yeah, I'm just going to be a nice guy compared to that one.
How you doing, guys?
Rudy Martsky.
Rudy Martsky from USA Today. Rudy, we've made all of the travel arrangements. We will, in fact, be broadcasting tape delay from your house on the Thursday night before the Super Bowl.
Well, great, Don, and I think it's going to turn out to be pretty good.
Now, Rudy, is this the biggest party you've ever thrown as far as the names and the people that are going to be there? Would this be your all-time biggest shindig?
Mike, it's the biggest one in the past month.
Rudy,
we threw one a month ago. There was had over 100 people there.
Yeah, really? But for this one, Rudy told me he's even got shuttle buses. Mm-hmm. He's hired shuttle buses to take people from the hotels in Atlanta out to his mansion in the suburbs.
Oh, that's great.
And he's hired a DJ.
DJ, Rudy.
A DJ.
A DJ that you guys can rip because you hate those type of guys.
Is Sal coming?
Sal is going to be there. And so is Susan.
Sal and Susan.
Fantastic. We love Sal and Susan.
Jones of the Cowboys, looking for a head coach. Just the other day, Butch Davis, University of Miami, who used to be a Cowboys assistant, said he wasn't going to take the job. But it turns out that Butch is recruiting for Miami right now and is very nervous about this. So he is really the chief candidate and very likely to wind up with a job. He's a former defensive coach there with the Cowboys.
So that is the nugget today, that Butch Davis from the University of Miami will be the new head coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Very likely.
Beautiful. Gotcha. Rupert, it was interesting talking to you so much today during the day.
Okay, no, that's good. We had a couple good talks, Doc.
We did. Rudy, thank you, my friend, and we'll see you next week.
Okay, guys.
Or in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Okay.
Goodbye.
That's Rudy. He's on one of his mobile phones. Probably out in the middle of a fairway somewhere, probably.
And really, I had about 3 30-minute conversations with him today, so I'm just rooted out.
Isn't it funny, were all the conversations when he called here, did he get a chance to call him? Because I talked to him yesterday, and it's so funny when you call him. This is the way Rudy answers his phone, really. Especially if he's on the phone with somebody else. That's really what it says when he picks up the phone, you hear this.
Yeah. No, he called me every time, and I got the whispering.
Oh, yeah.
When he's saying something that's important.
2 weeks.
Right.
Do you and Mike want to come out?
I mean, the whole conversation was done real whispery like.
He's so excited. He really, he is super jacked to have us there, and we're going to have a good time.
Well, thank you, Rudy, and thank you, Jim Nance, and go all the teams that we picked. We are getting ever closer to the Hairy Ass Contest.
Oh, my God.
We might even start it next. I don't know. I have no idea who's here. We'll do a quick check, and we'll tell you when we come right back.
When we come right back.
Hey, Don. Push the button. It's about to go.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Sports 1140.
No.
KHDK, Sacramento.
Three guys and two girls.
Okay.
So we're going to give it a couple more seconds to let the late stragglers arrive. And then we're just going to file right ahead with the Hairy Butt Contest.
Boy, it's going to be interesting to see the ladies and take a quick look at the men.
And give away free laser hair removal from a female's butt and also from a male's butt. But first, let me play you in, Charlie.
And now, the pride of Puerto Rico, here's movie man Charlie Stossel.
Charlie Stossel and Charlie, we got issues.
How's your brother?
We got issues. I don't know.
What?
You don't know about our issues?
You haven't heard? Okay. Your brother hates us.
Which brother?
Don't know.
The one that works at the...
Dennis should call in right now if Dennis is out there listening.
The billiards club. The one that works
at... That would be the youngest brother.
Is that the one I met at the hockey game?
No.
Oh, it isn't?
No.
Okay, this guy... This member of the Stossel clan...
Yeah.
We sent Dennis to this thing last weekend.
The 100 or 1,000 Elvis.
Night of 100 Elvises. We sent him out with a tape recorder and had him get some sound bites. And the last bit on the tape was an interview with Charlie Stossel's brother.
How did he figure out that this guy was my brother?
I don't know. Maybe there's a family resemblance. I don't know.
He made the connection or something,
So he's interviewing your brother, and it sounded like your brother...
I don't like this to begin with.
It sounded like your brother had a couple of cocktails, and Dennis had a couple of cocktails, and it was fairly pedestrian until Dennis...
You know what I love? Charlie didn't have any idea. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not Hillary Clinton here. This is not planned. He did not know. I can tell by looking at you.
It was not until we got done playing the tape that Dennis said, Charlie Stossel's brother hates you guys. And I said, oh... I didn't get that feeling from the tape. And Dennis said, I edited out the stuff where he said bad stuff about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, what did Charlie's brother say about us?
Do I need to hear this? Or just
and he said first,
bad if you want.
First he said that, what is it that we're doing to the Stossel name?
We're exploiting the Stossel name.
We're exploiting the good family name of the Stossels.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. What else?
We're running down the family or something like that.
I don't want to say this on the air.
Right. Mm-hmm.
There's only written.
Yeah, hang on to your feet.
And then this was also bandied about.
Not good.
A little bit, and
no good can come of this.
generally, your brother, who we've never met,
no,
seems to hate us, and we were wondering
if this is
why.
You know, a rampant thing in the Stossel family, or perhaps this particular brother is not
this
fond of
offshoot
us.
Of the family. No, I couldn't tell you. This is the brother I don't talk to very much.
Really? So you're not close with him?
No, I wouldn't say so.
All right.
I wouldn't say so. He is to me what like how Jim is with you, how you can have people in the same family who are just really opposite.
Yeah, but I get along with my brother.
Well, I get along with him in certain situations as well. I see him at family functions like Christmas and Thanksgiving. And,
Has he ever mentioned to you, the insults about us, which are okay.
No,
but
it's not okay.
Has he mentioned to you anything about us tearing down the Stossel family name?
No, and if I thought it was that big a problem, I would talk to you off the air about it.
Oh, okay.
Because
right.
As far as I know, you're the only Stossel we talk about.
And from what I hear, my second brother, the brother that Mike has met all the time.
That's who I thought with that. I thought you only have one brother. I wasn't sure.
He gets asked all the time at his job when he has to go up and make a presentation or something, hey, are you Charlie's brother? And it always seems to be a very good reception that he gets. Mm-hmm. I get nothing but nice comments, believe it or not, that are usually made outside of the station.
So this is not a problem family-wide.
No, I haven't. I can't
this
imagine that it would be.
Cannon Stossel brother.
Yes, this is the insane one.
Has Grandma Stossel or Mama Stossel or Papa Stossel ever gotten upset?
No, and I don't encourage my dear sweet sainted mother to listen to the show.
Right. That's a wise move. That is
a
terrific
move. Very wise move.
Absolutely.
I don't think she would appreciate the humor, not just with this segment, but
you know, overall, I don't think that that's really my mom's.
I had a conversation with my mom one time when we were going to, we were close to actually going on in Hartford, Connecticut, which is, you know, where I grew up.
I remember you begged her not to listen.
No, I didn't beg her. No, I swear to God, this is exactly. And we were, remember when we were really close to her for a while?
Right, we thought we had an affiliate there.
So I called, and this guy was like, hello, hi, how are you? I'm great, Ma. Hey, listen, Mom, she said, yes, we're probably going to be getting an affiliate in Hartford. And that's the response.
Silence.
Stone silence on the other end of the phone. I mean, like 30 seconds worth. I said, are you there? She said, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
So just always proud of what you do.
Sure.
This brother who hates us.
Yeah.
Has he ever mentioned to you, when you've seen him at these family gatherings, has he ever mentioned that he hates us?
A deep hatred, like the kind of things that you've just brought forth now.
Not yeah. deep hatred, but maybe like a comment where, you know, because I'm going to give, you know, this isn't you. We're talking about the brother.
I'm talking to somebody
you know,
else.
I'm thinking a bartender in a billiards club, guy that's on the radio talking about movies. Is there the chance that maybe this is the angry brother who's maybe...
Oh, you mean the brother's jealous of Charlie?
Jealous
of him?
Hey, now.
Do you think
that's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous, but a valid question.
Bite me.
Do you think there is a chance?
No.
That
no,
because
why would he? He does his
Where
thing.
Where would the anger come
thing.
From? Where would the bitterness come from?
No, from his standpoint, you're in showbiz. I mean, outside of the fact that you're on a national radio show every week, espousing your thoughts about movies, you technically are in the film business.
Technically.
Just because you sell the popcorn.
I don't sell the freaking popcorn.
You know, in those cuts, but you're in the movie business.
I clean the toilet. Look at Deuce Bigelow, just like his dad. Look at the work to do, son.
Look at the jacket you wore in today. That beautiful Paramount Pictures jacket.
It was a freebie.
Yeah. When you wear that stuff.
You get to see, I mean, you get screenings of movies long before they hit the theater.
I'm sure that intimidates your brother.
I walk into the house. And he's like, oh, my God, he's here.
No, I'm saying, but, you know, hey, you know, everybody, families have different relationships.
No.
Have you ever gotten an inkling that maybe he wasn't really thrilled if you were talking about something fun you were doing?
No.
Or,
I don't see why he would be, why he wouldn't be. No, I mean, I'm not going to make any ill comments about my brother.
Well, no, I don't expect
We're not asking
to.
For ill comments. We're just trying to find out why he hates us.
I couldn't tell you. I'll find out. Maybe that'll be a project for me.
Would you please? Would you... If nothing else, have that be a reason for the Stossel brothers to come together, that you could call your brother sometime over the
There's
next week.
There's a lot
week.
More it's going to take than this.
You know, he might, and I'll go the other way, since we're being totally honest here. He might hear us, talk to you, talk about, you know,
there's a lot of stuff that gets said when I am not in this room that pisses me off every now and then. When I'll be
Really?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me? Yeah, you only make me out to be the biggest freaking homo on this side of the...
Only when you wear your soccer shorts.
You know, and I was going to say...
But you never do it when I'm sitting here. It's when I leave. It's
of course.
Over the summer.
That's our best trade.
This is a great example. I will be out biking. I'll be 30 miles away from the radio station, and I'll hear something, and it will just piss me off. To no end, I'll be out in the middle of nowhere just... Yeah.
So what I was going to say about your brother,
it pisses him off.
That's what I was saying.
You don't say it to my face.
No.
You say it behind my back. I don't know.
I'll see. I think
we do that with everybody.
I think we're
not
getting,
just you.
I think we're getting somewhere here.
I
think perhaps the brother, you know, I'm going to go the other way. He's not jealous of you.
I'm jealous of him?
No.
Okay.
I'm saying that maybe he feels that, you know, you are
abused.
Yeah, you are abused on this show. He doesn't like that. Is there a chance that could be true?
That could be true. I get an awful lot of my friends and people who just might come up to me.
They want to protect you.
They just want to protect me.
Oh, I hate the things they say about you. When they say you wear your...
They don't quite say
your
it to
boy,
the faggy effect that
boy
you're saying.
Scout shorts.
I don't wear Boy Scout shorts.
You wear your cycling pants.
They're not Boy Scout shorts. They're camp counselor shorts.
When you wear your DC United outfit in.
Yes, the entire uniform. The shirt with the big MasterCard logo on it and the cleats and everything.
I tell
else.
You, with the outfits you wear, it just makes
outfits.
Me look... It makes
wait,
me look
know,
forward to summer.
You know... What is wrong with a golf shirt and dressy-looking shorts? Nothing. I'm going to start critiquing both of you every time. Oh, no. No, I'll wait. I'll bide my time.
Bide my time.
I just don't, you know, there's the problem right there. I don't imagine ever walking into a men's store and saying, do you have dressy shorts?
I don't.
I never
see that.
Excuse me, dear.
Jim Short.
Excuse me, dear.
You have to dress these shorts.
F both of you.
That's the truth.
How are you?
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, brother.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother. Well,
I
you should
love
tell, you
this
should,
show.
You should just tell your friends to shove it. You should tell your friends that you are a man. And then you can defend yourself.
How long have I been on this show? About 4 years?
Yeah,
5 years.
5 years.
And how many times has this ever come up?
Yeah,
it really doesn't bug me that much. And if people want to actually think
you have your own
BS that you guys put out there, the hell with them. I mean, it's so exaggerated.
I think
we're not true.
And I would tell you that anybody that gets the show would not be upset.
Exactly.
Because they would, you know,
because
they would
I think most people get it.
Right. But the brother doesn't get it.
Yeah, people. Except this one jerk. This was about a month ago, and it really set me off. I went in my office.
What happened?
I mean, just
really?
Went off.
What happened?
I'm at where my office is at this one theater in Northern Virginia. I go over to the concession stand and get myself a soda. And
that's another good thing about your job, isn't it?
What?
If you want a soda, you just go down and get a cup.
Exactly.
If you like some milk duds, help yourself.
Exactly.
More better, please.
Hi. Thank you. So I'm walking back, and this guy walks up to me, has this kid with him. And he goes, hey, do you know where Charlie Stossel is? And I said, that's me. And he goes, really? And he's looking at me, and I said, yeah, how you doing? He goes, I hear you on Don and Mike all the time. And he takes like 2 steps back. Man, you're such a loser.
Oh, God.
Oh, Charlie. I wanted to rip into this a-hole in the worst way,
God.
But he had his, like, 6-year-old boy with him there, where I just, I had to bite my tongue, and I just, like,
Did
he, after saying that,
was there anything
did he smile, did he say it in a funny way? I don't know, but I think the look he got from me was sufficient for that, that point. Idiot. Bunch of
not easy being.
Trailer park morons.
Not easy being Charlie Stossel.
Sometimes.
You're like the Charlie Brown of this show, you know that? You really are.
I'm not that pathetic.
Oh, God.
Okay, Charlie.
Anything else?
No, I just wondered about your bro.
Just
your bro.
That was the only issue this week.
Thanks.
Okay. Oh, but so maybe your brother falls into the category of those friends that just don't get what's going on here.
Or he's just angry. Maybe he gets crap on the side. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, that's true.
How could he possibly get crap, though, just for you being his brother?
I don't know.
I mean, unless people say to him, like, boy, your brother a homo?
No.
I heard your brother had Don and Mike. Man, he's got like a homo.
I can't wait to leave here.
We're just having fun. We always have fun.
You know what?
Life is good.
Charlie, the whole homo thing is because you work in the arts.
Really?
Yeah. That's where it all comes from. Is it?
You're in theater, and you know.
Really?
In theater.
You know what I mean? I'm on stage with a soliloquy.
Hello, everyone. Instead of saying in a theater, in theater.
You're
I like that.
Theater.
That works.
I have such an ice cream headache now.
What is
ice cream? That is the Sundays. I had dinner the other night with the VP of Business Operations for the Capitals. My new best friend.
He's a bigger fan than I am.
Declan Bolger. And my new best buddy. And they're going to be doing this on Sundays.
Sunday.
Well, you should tell them that when they send the stupid mascot down, they probably should have given us
a miscommunication somewhere
in
that
they were giving away Sundays.
Kids will be able to go to these various ice cream stations all over MCI Center and make free ice cream sundaes and just make a mess of the entire building.
Oh, man.
It should be a lot of fun.
All right. He is a huge captain.
And I'll be out on the ice on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, really?
I'm doing a promotion.
Oh, really?
What are you doing?
Are you doing the puck game? It's a 1 o'clock game against Ottawa, yeah. I and three people who I've already predetermined come out on the ice at the end of the first period, and we play this Amtrak shootout. Where we just get one shot at the net, and our slap shots are clocked.
You remember when we did that, Rob?
I sure do.
Rob beat you at that.
Oh, I got killed. That was horrible.
With this, if we get the combined four of us to shoot between 140 and 160 miles an hour, once we add all our scores up, we all get free round trip Amtrak tickets. So,
I will be
looking forward to going down on the ice.
Wow, Charlie. Wow. Imagine a free train ride to New Jersey.
I'm sure the fine folks at Amtrak go to a lot of different places than Jersey.
I'm sure they do.
Baltimore.
Yeah, a little more time than you would need with an airplane.
All right, so we'll look for you. We will look for you Sunday at MCI Center.
On the ice.
In between the first and second period.
I believe that's when it's going on.
And are they going to be in...
One of my evil brothers will be there with me.
Will they announce you as Charlie Stossel, not the homo?
No, I just believe you get that.
Charlie Stossel, he's not a homo.
No, I don't think homo's going to come into it.
Oh, you almost a horrible mouth on Charlie Stossel.
God he's almighty. I swear. You know, and the thing is, if somebody just tunes in this show for the first time hearing this stuff, God help me.
Sorry, what's new at the movies, Charlie? Come on, you know we love
who
you.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Come on.
It's a weak week. It's a weak, tough week at the movies.
Are there any? Would it be safe to say, I was reading the newspaper, would it be safe to say one of the weakest weeks of the year?
Are there any new features coming out? Well, let's talk about Supernova. This is a science fiction film with Angela Bassett, James Spader in the picture. It is about this exploration team that finds, goes on a station, they find one guy who has been infected with this living organism that will kind of help evolve humans. You don't know if he's good or bad.
Boy, that's a unique plot.
Well, the movie hasn't been screened for anybody. And as a matter of fact, I don't know of a science fiction film that comes in at an hour and a half.
Well, something
that
ripping out
works.
Of his chest, is that what's going to happen?
And there's a lot from Aliens, from what I understand. And the movie's director, the original director, Walter Hill, who's done a lot of action pictures, pulled his name off of it. He was so disgusted with all of the things that went on, he pulled his name off of it, and Francis Ford Coppola had to go back in and kind of fix it.
So did Coppola put his name on it?
No. They have a fake director's name on the picture. Normally when that happens,
directed by Dick Hurst,
an Alan Smithy film,
right.
But they pulled that name off and just made up this director's name, a compromise between everybody in the studio, with the MGM and Coppola and Walter Hill and all these people, so they just came up with a name.
A Craven Moorhead production. And what is the name of this movie?
Supernova.
And how many porcelain dolls do you give this?
They didn't screen it for us.
Oh right. So
and that gives an automatic zero, right?
Well, we'll give it a no dolls. We'll just an NA.
No dolls. What else is new?
Then we have Girl Interrupted, which is not bad.
Winona Ryder and Angelina Jolie, right?
Right.
Is this with Whoopi Goldberg?
She is in it.
Yuck, it looks awful, man.
It looks awful. I didn't like the trailer, but it's not that bad. Winona Ryder plays this girl who checks herself into this psychiatric institute in Boston. She thinks she can go in for a little while and then come right back out after she's tried a suicide attempt. Hold on.
He's got a suicide. Can I say one thing about Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
You know, I saw the making of this movie on HBO, and, you know, hey, Whoopi, if you've got that bad a cold, you're not such a big star that people want to listen to you going,
the movie.
Whoopi Goldberg's interviewed about this movie, and she's sitting there in a chair, and really, the cold is so bad, or maybe she should, you know, you take some Sinex or something, but she's saying,
well, luckily you don't have too much of her to deal with, just Winona Ryder and Angelina Jolie. Oh, the one from Bone Collector.
Right, she could collect some bones in this room.
I think her lips are getting fatter with each movie.
This movie looks good.
Something. It's not bad. Angelina Jolie is in there permanently because, I mean, she's just totally out in left field, always escapes. Winona Ryder, who thinks she can go in for a couple weeks and come back out, finds out it's not that hard.
I think
she's great.
We've argued about her all the time.
So Mike, I'm on your team.
She is hot.
She is.
Oh, she is the opposite of hot.
She is a beautiful woman.
Winona Ryder, please. You know what? First off, she needs to just eat. She needs to eat and put some meat on those bones. Second, she needs to sleep.
I like Hallie McBeal, too.
She needs to sleep to get rid of those bags under her eyes. And third, she needs to get a tanning bed.
That I'll agree with.
She's a corpse.
Oh, she doesn't need a tanning bed. Don't make her go through that.
The whole movie is her relationship in this insane asylum with the other people in. So, I mean, it's not bad.
How many porcelain dolls?
We'll give it two.
Two
I thought it would be a heck of a lot worse. Hurricane goes wide this week. This is the Denzel Washington movie about Reuben Hurricane Carter.
I'm going to see that tonight.
We talked about.
You know what I read about this?
Yeah.
I think I read this in Newsweek magazine that they have taken lots of events in the real story and they really
fictionalized them.
Screwed them around.
Yeah, I heard about that. And this week after the movie opened, that there is an awful lot of that went on, a lot of that dramatic license that went on with the movie.
But the guy
it's
himself,
a very good movie.
Hurricane Carter is cool with it. And as far as I'm concerned, if he's cool with it, then I don't care what they do.
Exactly. You know? No, but that I think is very good. And the winner of the week, oddly enough, for me, just I know what my tastes are, Next Friday. Which is the sequel.
My kid cannot wait to see that movie.
I saw the trailer.
Surprisingly funny.
Good bathroom humor.
Well written. It's all bathroom humor. Ice Cube actually wrote the picture, and it is a sequel to the original movie, which was made back in 1995. And in this, his character, Craig, who can't keep a job, is just a slacker, gets involved with the wrong, always tries to just stay alive, basically.
I like the father in that movie.
Who always farts.
Yeah.
He has got a flatulence problem. Like, he's a dog catcher. He's just professional.
That's good.
He sends his son out to the suburbs because one of their relatives has just won the lottery so they can afford a nice house out in the suburbs. So he goes out there and finds that he's running into all the drugs and all of the problems that he did that he did before. And it's very slapsticky. Kind of bathroom humor, but it's really not bad.
How many porcelain dolls did you get that one?
I'll give it three, because it was a pleasant surprise.
All right. Three dolls for sure.
All right, my friend.
All right, my non-homosexual friend.
You handled all this. You handled it all.
Good segment today, Charlie.
And I'll wait and see what it's like in about 10 minutes when I'm in my car and driving home.
Good segment.
Have a weekend.
Good segment. Thank you, Charlie.
Charlie Stossel will be on the ice this weekend.
Movie man Charlie Stossel. There he is.
He'll be wearing, if you saw The Simpsons a week ago, Charlie's outfit will be the one of the Flanders. Flanders outfit.
He's a troubled soul. He truly, truly is.
Or to Golden Leol.
There aren't those happy touchstones. Let's try to give away up to $10,000. What do you say?
All right.
Here we go. A shot at 10 grand right now. If you are the 100th caller, we'll give you a shot at the secret celebrity. Good luck. Phone number is 1-877-365-3636. The very straight Charlie Stossel.
Absolutely.
Brought to you by BigSportsFan.com, home of the petition for an NCAA Division I college football playoff. Go to www.BigSportsFan.com, cast your vote today, and join the fight for a college football playoff.
Where are my leggings?
Huzzah. I'll be back.
This is the dawn of...